Hey there, it's Veronica Pullen from veronicapullen.co.uk, and in this video I'm going to give you the Spendaholic's guide to Facebook advertising, or in other words, six ways that you may be not only spending more money than you need to be on Facebook advertising, but secondly, not getting the results that you could do in the short and the long term. Okay, so number one is boosting posts from your page. Now, there is a button next to every post on your page that says boost. You can click on that. You can pay a lump sum of money and choose to boost it to your to an audience over a period of a day or a few days. The problem with boost posts is that you have very limited targeting option. Think of it as Facebook advertising lights. The options you have are really, really limited, where if you go to Ads Manager and choose the engagement objective, you'll achieve the same outcome, but with far greater control over not only the budget and the targeting, but the results as well. So that's number one. Don't ever boost posts on your page. Always use Ads Manager. Number two is choosing the wrong objective. So if you buy engagement, if you boost your post, you're buying engagement. You are buying comments and likes on the post. You want website clicks. You want people to go to your website, buy traffic. Okay? Make sure you understand what each of the objectives mean and what the result is that you're purchasing. But just know for now that if you hit that boost post button on next to your post, or you choose the engagement objective in Ads Manager, you are paying for likes and comments. You are not paying for people to go to your website and buy or read your post or read your blog or whatever it is that you want them to do. You are paying for comments and likes. And if that's not what you want, that's not the correct objective to purchase. Number three, as coaches, trainers, service providers, experts, it is trust in us that our audience have that increases the likelihood of them buying from us. So there is a period of time where we get to know our audience. They get to know you, your audience gets to know you. They learn, they recognize you as the expert who can help them, and they learn to trust and they have confidence in buying from you. So if you take a Facebook ad and promote your coaching program or your online program or your services packages to somebody who's never heard of you before, they are not likely to be ready to buy yet. So if you are promoting paid offers to cold audiences, you are wasting money. That's why retargeting is so, so important. You should be retargeting in accordance with the journey that your audience is on, how far along in the journey they are with you, okay? So don't advertise, don't ask for a sale from someone who's never heard of you. If you are selling a service which ultimately service providers, we need our audience to trust us, and we need to trust before we buy also. So only advertise your pay offers to people who have already indicated an interest and can do that with Facebook retargeting. Number four, the audience network advertising placement. When you set up your ad, it asks where you want this ad to appear. So in the newsfeed and the right-hand column, etc. And one of the options is audience placement. And not only is it always selected, but there is a warning that comes up when you take it off. It says this may reduce your results if you remove the audience network placement. Audience network is where your ad will appear in third-party apps and websites. For example, if you're reading an article on a newspaper site, you scroll through, there'll be an ad in the middle of it. That's very likely to be audience network. Here's the problem with audience network. Number one, when you see this ad, you are already doing something else. So just like in real life, when you say, hey, can you do this for me? And they're already doing something else, they're not going to stop and do that thing for you. If you run an ad that appears in the middle of an article, someone stops to read somebody else's article and your ad appears in the middle of it, they're not there to read your article. They're in the middle of something already. So if you're asking them to take an action, they're already taking another action and they're not going to stop. The biggest problem with audience network is the accidental click. How many times have you been scrolling through news articles or blogs or whatever on your phone and trying to scroll up and you accidentally hit the advert, I'll do it every single day and I'm silently apologising to the advertiser. But that is the danger of audience network. Audience network is a perfect placement for some types of ads, but it's not for most. So be sure to know when to use audience network and when, if you want them to take an action, place the ad where it's easy for them to take the action in the newsfeed or on Instagram, okay? I don't know what number I'm at now, but the next way that you are spending more money than you need to is by not using video. Now, don't panic. If you don't like being on camera like I am on here, there are alternative types of video. You can also use animated images. But here's the reason why video is so powerful. Because if you run an ad with an image and text, which is what most ads are, when somebody sees that ad, you don't know who they are. Well, we don't know who they are anyway. But you will never be able to get directly back in front of that person again. When you run video ads, you can track your viewers. So even everyone in the 3 second audience, you can go back to them again. You can get straight back in front of the person who saw your video. You're not going to be able to sell to them. It's too early. They haven't indicated an interest. But the point I'm making is that you pay to generate the audience, and then you can retarget the audience, same audience over and over again for far less cost. Many of my clients are achieving one penny views of their videos. That's how powerful this is. So use video in your advertising, all right? And make sure you track your audiences. Now, the next one is not keeping an eye on the relevant score of your ads. When you look at your ads report and at the ads level, you can see a number between 1 and 10. 10 is perfect. 1, if you get 6 or 7, your ad is in trouble, okay? Below 5, and you've got to take a serious look at it. What relevant score is, without getting too complicated, it's when somebody sees your ad in the newsfeed, if they hide it or say they don't like it or it's not relevant, then your relevant score will decrease. It's being calculated based on the action. If very few people within the audience that you've selected take any action on the ad, which is highly likely if you're trying to get in front of cold people and sell, the relevant score will go down as well. If you can get 8, 9, 10, you are doing a 5-star job. Keep going. Any lower than 5, you're in trouble. And the big problem here is that if you are consistently achieving low relevant scores, Facebook are very likely to flag your account, and there's a real risk that they might take it away from you and might shut your ad account down. Not your whole account, not your whole Facebook account, your ad account. And the final one is using text in images that you use for ads. If you are using text, it will reduce the reach of your ad, which means it will get in front of fewer people, but you will pay more. So there is an unofficial stat that 20% of the image area can be text. My advice would be, if you can, avoid text in the image. If you're using a video, that means the thumbnail. Okay, the thumbnail image must be free of text. If you need text, keep it tiny. Keep it way below the 20%, but every percent more, it will hurt the reach, and you will be paying for your ad to go not as far as it could do. Okay, so those are the ways that you can severely limit your results and spend more money than you need to. So if you want to work with me to get Facebook advertising working for your business, if you want to understand how to use retargeting, if you want to understand how to track your customer journey and their interest, so that you can increase your conversion while reducing your cost, then I invite you to check out the Facebook Ads for Beginners and Phobics, because I know that for some of you, the whole ads platform is just... So I've created a 4-module program just for you, where I'll take you step by step. You'll be able to watch over my shoulder as I demonstrate everything and explain why we are doing everything. So you'll come away with a real understanding of how ads can add value to your business, how you can use video, how you can segment out different strands of ads to get the attract attention of people who don't yet know you, increase your conversions, and create connection for long-term ROI. The link's underneath this video. Go check it out. And I invite you to come and work with me. And there's a second option. There's an upgrade option if you want one-to-one calls with me as well. Come check that out. And if you want help to get Facebook ads working for you, we can take care of that inside Facebook ads for beginners and advertising phobic. And I'll see you again very soon. Bye for now.